Ladies and gentlemen, we will come to order and go on with the record at this point. My name is Edward Finley, and with me this evening, the Commissioners Jerry C. Dockham, Lyons Gray, Daniel G. Klopfelter, and Charlotte Mitchell. They're over here on my left. These are the commissioners over here. They're not the county folks. They're the people who make the decision as opposed to the people who are asking for the request. Some people get that confused. The commission now calls for a hearing at this time for the purpose of taking non-expert customer witness testimony, docket number W354, sub-360, in the matter of the application of Carolina Water Service of North Carolina for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service in its subdivisions in North Carolina, except the Koala Light and Monterey Shore service area. On April 27, 2018, Carolina Water filed an application with the commission seeking authority to increase its rates for water and sewer utility service in all of its services in North Carolina, effective May 27, 2018. The company is proposing an increase in its water and sewer rates for its four rate divisions approved in the last general rate case, and it is also proposing uniform water and sewer rates for Elk River development. In addition, Carolina Water is requesting authority to implement a consumption ban water and wastewater rate adjustment mechanism within each of the company's rate divisions. On May 16, 2018, the company served a filing and amendment to its application. On May 22, 2018, the commission issued its order establishing the general rate case, suspending rates, scheduling hearing, and requiring customer notice. Pursuant to this order, the commission declared this proceeding to be a general rate case pursuant to GS-62-137, and it suspended the proposed new rates for up to 270 days. Additionally, the order scheduled the application for evidentiary hearing for expert witnesses on October 16, 2018, and schedule a public witness testimony hearing for this date and this time in this place. On May 30, 2018, the company filed an ongoing three-year WSIC-SSIC plan. On September 4, 2018, in support of its application, the company filed the direct testimony witnesses Clark, Lenneman, and DeSantis. Numerous customer statements of position have been filed in the docket. Pursuant to the State Ethics Act, I remind all members of the commission are duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire whether any member of the commission has known conflict of interest with regard to the matters coming before the commission this evening. Let the record reflect that there have been no noted conflicts of interest. We also recognize the intervention and participation in this case by the public staff of the North Carolina Utilities Commission. Are there any preliminary matters that we have to address before we proceed? All right, let's have identification of the parties, beginning with the applicant, please.
Thank you, Chairman Finley. I'm Joanne Sanford with the Sanford Law Firm representing Carolina Water Service of North Carolina. With me at council table is Matt Klein, who is the state president. And if I might, there are representatives of the company here available to help with customers. Tony Consul, regional manager. Neil Reese, area manager. Renee Garway, health, safety, and environmental. And Deb Clark, communications.
Good evening. I'm Gina Holt with the public staff here on behalf of the using and abusing the public. And with me at council table is public staff engineer Gina Casperi.
All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a few ground rules that we follow in these proceedings. Let me go over those briefly with you. In conducting the hearing, the commission functions like a court. We do that pursuant to state statute, and we're in a courtroom for that reason. We must take sworn testimony pursuant to statutes, and we operate pursuant to the rules of procedure and evidence, and we must conduct the hearings in a very orderly manner. So we request that you voluntarily comply with these rules so that we can have an orderly proceeding tonight. There are a few guidelines that we follow in addition to those general guidelines. The witnesses must register with the public staff and verify that they are customers and non-party witnesses. They will be called in the order in which they are listed on the public staff's roster. In order to allow each person an equal amount of time, we are going to limit the testimony to about 5 minutes, and we have a sign over here that had brightly lit time limits, and that will draw down, and if you would follow that, we would very much appreciate it. Each witness should avoid, to the extent possible, cumulative, repetitive, and irrelevant testimony. The witnesses will have to be sworn. I'll ask you to be sworn or to affirm prior to your testimony. We have only one witness at a time. The witnesses shall refrain from offering opinions on matters not specified in the notice of the hearing in the docket tonight. Focus on the issues presented and refrain from making personal criticisms if you don't mind of the parties and other hearing participants. In lieu of oral testimony, witnesses may submit written testimony as long as they swear to its accuracy, and they may be submitted by the person under oath during the hearing. The witnesses may be subject to cross-examination, so the lawyers and the commission itself can ask questions of you, so after you make your statement, if you will, stick around a few minutes to see if there are questions that anybody has of you. We appreciate that. The testimony is being recorded by the court reporter here, and so we want to ensure the accuracy of the record, so please refrain from unconventional modes of testimony, such as hissing and booing and clapping and that type of thing, because we can't take that down and it interferes with the ability to make a good record. We will transcribe what is submitted here and take that back to Raleigh, and so when we have our decision making after the expert witnesses have presented their testimony, this will be part of the record. We will consider it in the ultimate decision that the commission will render. All right, Ms. Holt, if you'll call your first witness, please.
Mr. Harvey Bowman.
Bible right there and raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear the testimony about to give this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, shall be God.
Yes.
Please stand and spell your name for the record.
I'm Harvey Bowman. I am a resident of Ski Mountain, the oldest resident on Ski Mountain, in age and length of time living on the mountain. And the Property Owners Association asked me to represent them at this hearing this evening. Make comments about the numbers I'm going to talk about as soon as everyone gets their copy. The water service overall is good. The water quality overall is good. There is a difference since we don't communicate directly with the folks in Bad Rock anymore. You, this would be very convenient when we could knew the staff over there and the technicians and were able to call over there. And I knew, excuse me, I knew all of them by name. Now it's different. You wind up talking to somebody in Chicago or wherever. You don't know where it is. They have no idea where we are and some of the issues that we might be dealing with. We did have more boil water notices this year than last year than ever before, some of them lasting 3 days, which is certainly an inconvenience. The water rates have gone up significantly. I put together some numbers from January 2007 until the most recent increase, November of 2017. And there were a number of increases prior to January 2007. I just want to give you a 10-year picture of what has happened as far as the Ski Mountain water rates. You'll notice our basic charge in January of 2007, meter charge was $11.90 and $3.60 per 1,000 gallons. You can see all the way through our increases almost every year. And the most recent increase in November of 2017, the basic charge went to $24.44. And the 1,000-gallon charge went to $7.70. Over the 10 years, the basic charge has increased 5%. The per 1,000 gallons charge has increased 114%. That is very significant. If those kind of numbers were applied to a gallon of milk, we would be paying $7.97 for a gallon of milk now. If that was applied to a loaf of bread, the average loaf of bread now would be $7.15. Unreasonable. A gallon of gas, we would be paying $5.58 for a gallon of regular. If those needed commodities that we need every day had been increased the way Carolina Water has increased our basic need for water, most of our folks are retirees. About 90% of them. I have searched for a financial report on Carolina Water, been unable to find one, no place on the web. I've searched for a financial report for Utilities Inc., can't find one on the web to see, you know, what are their profit levels and so forth. So it'd be interesting to be able to get a copy of an annual report if it does exist, but I've not been able to locate any financial information about Carolina Water or Utilities Inc. It's like it's hidden information. So the 48 members of Sea Mountain Acres COA feel that another increase in our water basic charge or per 1,000 gallon charge is unnecessary, would be unreasonable because of the rates that have increased so significantly over the last 10 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bauman. If you have any questions, sir.
First, I'd like to mark Mr. Bauman's handout as Bauman Exhibit 1.
Should be somewhere.
Mr. Bauman, are you a full-time resident? Or part?
Yes.
You are. About how, what percentage of 48 members are full-time and part-time?
The 48 members, yes. There are about 12 that are here year-round. Most of them come and go. Okay. I manage myself 33 of the homes. I set up after I retired from ASU. I was a management professor. I set up a little business to look after the homes when folks aren't here. The rest of them, you know, come and go during it. Have family members, grandchildren that come and use their homes and so forth. There are a few that, you know, winterize and don't come back until April or May.
You mentioned that you received boil water notices more often and one lasting 3 days.
Yes.
What was the reason for that?
There was a problem in the system and we got one of those robocalls.
Okay.
That, you know, boil water. And it was 3 days on one of those before we got a call that was, you didn't need boil water anymore. There were some problems in the system someplace.
Was it over the weekend?
Excuse me?
Was it over the weekend?
One was over a weekend. I don't recall about the, we had a couple more.
Thank you.
But as I said, the quality of the water overall is good, the service is good, the technicians and so forth. But we did have more instances of that this past year.
Thank you.
No questions.
Melman, you've got meter and water rates up there now? Metered water rates now?
Yes.
You like that?
Yes, we have our own septic tanks here and not on a sewage charge.
Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight.
Mr. Sid Eagle Roscoe?
you shall have the testimony about to give this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, shall be.
Yes, sir.
Please state and spell your name for the record.
Good evening. My name is Sid. I live on Ross Point. I'm a longtime resident of Elk River, probably one of the only few who has spent many years at that place. So I would like to first a little bit into the history of our water supply and how the water was spilled out prior to Elk River Utilities being acquired by Carolina Waters / Utilities Inc. Originally, we had a flat rate from the 80s on till probably somewhere around 2012, 14, 15, somewhere in that neighborhood. It was $29.92. It was $29.92 flat rate for the water. If you use 1,000 gallons or if you use 50,000 gallons, it was a flat rate. When Elk River got into some difficulties, previous management sold then the utility to Carolina / Utilities Inc. They operated the utility probably for another 15 years without a single increase. It was status quo. We didn't charge anything. It was the same $29.92 if you were at the house or not at the house. Then, approximately 3 years ago, we sat again here and there came the first rate increase for us. And what it is, and here corporate greed took in, they said, we will go into this country clubs and we'll start metering the houses. So they installed all meters, and unfortunately, their financial calculation was a boondoggle. Because what they didn't think about is that the majority of the homes are more than 2, maybe 3 months out of the year occupied and people using water. So at the end of the day, we were paying like $22 or $23 a month versus the flat rate before $29.92. So I was surprised when we got again the notice of rate increase. So I did a little bit some research on Utilities Inc. and why are we coming in and trying to increase our rates by nearly 100% from the last 3 years ago rate increase. Well, Utilities Inc. has, over the last few years, incurred record fines by state and federal governments for dumping waste into the rivers. There's one case, very prominent case, is in South Carolina. Everybody can look it up on the web and just Google it. But that's set aside. I own and operate companies for nearly 40 years. And I have never had the nerve to increase my rates in 3 years by nearly 100%. How would you feel if you come to a Chevrolet store in Florida and you bought 3 years ago a Tahoe for $50,000 and now you come to me and I say, guess what, Johnny? $92,000 this year. They would call me a crook, a thief, or the rest. I don't even want to go there. I also own a business up here in the high country. I own a dealership in the town of Fieland. Small little town. I have a whole city block where my dealership is located there. So I use some water there, and I use some sewer. So I sat down with the town and said, give me your rates. I want to know what my rates are for water. And how many utility customers do you serve with the water plant and the sewer plant in the town of Newland? The answer is simple, there's a little bit less than 500 customers. So very compatible with Elk River. I think Elk River has about 385 accounts. So now comes the awakening. If you are in the town of Newland and you use 1,000 gallons of water, 1,000 gallons of water, your bill is $10.50. Now, our utilities inc. has said the average customer uses close to 4,000 gallons of water. Well, if you use 4,000 gallons of water in the town of Newland, and I'm talking residential rates, your bill is $26.70. Your sewer rate is $34.20. So now we go in there and we compare same size utilities on a 4,000 gallon basis. We are talking $26.70 for the town of Newland and over $70 for utility sink. Absolutely outrageous. And the North Carolina Utility Commission, should there be an outcry to stop that, cancel that application, start an investigation into utilities inc., into their business practices, because there's nothing that can financially support a rate increase of nearly 100%. Where are the financial statements? The application they filed, they didn't say how much money we make, how much money we lose. And quite frankly, guys, I don't care if you lose money. If you lose money, sell the place. We'll be happy to buy it, okay? So if you want to come in there and start raping the people with increases, and the commissioners, I'm asking you, you are public servants. You are here to protect us, the public, not the corporate greed of corporate America or corporate, because there are many, many states. You should put a stop to it. Request their financials, present their financial projections, should they open their books? What are the revenues? What do they get? Do they make a profit? Do they make a loss? If there's a loss, that's a business risk we're taking every day as business owners. And we can make a decision, either keep feeding it or sell it. But don't go to the public, especially with water that is a lifeline of life. Without water, there is no life, ladies and gentlemen. And here I'm asking you, the commission, to put an end to that. Deny the application, start an investigation, refer it to the Attorney General of North Carolina, and let's get the books and records out of there, and let's see why and for what reason 100% increases after 3 years on the table. Thank you.
Could we get your spelling of your name for the court order, please, sir?
Sid, S-I-E. I will echo India Bravo, E-I-B-L. And then lower caps, Victor Oscar November, space capital R, O-S-P-E-U-N-T.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Any questions?
Well, we like the gentleman before said, we had some water outages. We had some cold water notices too. But they can happen, you know. And, sometimes there's a road construction and they're cutting into the waterway. They can happen. That's not their fault. But I can only say the quality of the water is disgusting. We have 4 dogs in our house. 2 great blue tick cormorants that drink a lot of water. We use very nice ceramic bowls for the waters. If that water stays in there for 2 days, you have some red algae in there. And I raised that complaint about a year, year and a half ago, and it didn't go anywhere. This utility company is not playing with clean hands, let's say it this way. And I'm asking the commission to stop it and refer it to the Attorney General and get an investigation going on.
Thank you for coming tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mr. George Hall.
Just takes me a little longer.
Take your time. Take your time.
I do have copies. I'm not sure if I have enough, but I believe I do.
Don't forget to put your left hand on the Bible there.
Yep.
Your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony about the end of this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, shall be God?
I do.
Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is George Hall, and I live at 490 Clubhouse Drive in the Elk River Development in Banner Elk, North Carolina. I'd like to start by thanking the commission for the opportunity to provide written comment as well as to verbally summarize the material I just handed you. Elk River is a private, seasonal community with 276 residents or properties in Banner Elk, North Carolina. To summarize our experience with Carolina water, and this is a generalization because there's always problems or issues or things to be dealt with, as the previous speaker said, but I would call them reliable, responsive, and as far as I know, reasonably good quality of water based on the annual report that they produce and distribute to the membership. My comments are very general. There's not a lot of detail in the proposal that was submitted to the members for comment. I think the only real detail in there was the pricing rate increases. I mean, there was very little information on what justified the increase in rates that are proposed. I can only assume Carolina Water is a reasonable business company and that this past year, or previous or prior to this past year, they were not only knew their expenses, but they were recovering their expenses in a profit. They've been our servicer for 18 or 19 years that I'm aware of that I've been a resident of Elk River. The only thing that I know that's been done that I have personal knowledge of is the implementation of the water meters in the community. And I can say that those meters are not necessarily an improvement for the members because the only thing they seem to have done is justify a price increase and add cost to Carolina Water for the servicing of those meters, the reading of those meters, and the resolution of problems that occur as a result of the meters. So I see very little value to the owners from the meters that were installed. We were on a fixed non-rate before that was calculated and without the benefit of usage. And it was a very acceptable rate that had been fairly consistent over the last several years. The members of Elk River all have residents someone else. It's a seasonal community. The average resident is probably there 5 months a year. And they were very surprised, the people I've talked to, at the amount of the cost of water and sewage, as well as the percentage of increase that has been proposed by Carolina Water. The real issue that we have is what justifies the 72.2% increase in water costs or the 85% increase in sewer rates. I mean, it just seems that I'm not sure what they've done this past year that would add that kind of cost to what they were providing. I'll further assume that if they did make improvements, which I'm not personally aware of, that they would have been capital in nature and been depreciated and not had an impact in a one-year time period that these do. As I mentioned, our community is very much seasonal, so that people are not there normally. I think we have 6 full-time residents. The rest of the people are there 5 months, as I mentioned. And when you look at the rates that have been proposed, they're heavily fixed in nature, and we're looking at an increase from about 43 hours a month in the off season to almost 80 hours a month, which is an 82% increase, which seems really excessive. It also gives no real incentive for anyone to be concerned about conserving water. And from time to time, I know Carolina Water has come to us and asked if we can do something with our water usage to when the very dry seasons and things like that. But the rates have been very fixed in nature, certainly don't do anything to incent the owners to do that. If we had known the new rates were coming, and I've got to believe at the time the meters were put in, that Carolina Water was aware of what the impact would be or what they would be proposing in the way of rate increases. There are areas where we could have avoided adding meters and consolidated them. We have about 100 properties that where there are multiple units owners in a building that we could have shared them and made that water expense an association expense and allocated it to the members, similar to what we do with insurance, landscaping, and other typical things you can think of. We look forward to the commission's report. I think it would have been helpful, but we understand why that isn't done until after you have your hearings and the work that you need to do. But we think that'll give us a much better understanding, hopefully, of what the proposed rates are all about, and that the commission will take drastic action to reduce those rates to something that's more realistic. I am not aware of anything that's been done in our community other than the installation of meters. That doesn't say that there hasn't been normal maintenance of hydrants and so on and so forth that were referenced. Thank you.
Mr. Hall, you have summarized a written statement that you have provided to us, is that right?
Yes, that's a statement, and I did give copies to the commission.
All right, we'll mark that as a Hall exhibit.
And we mailed that to the commission last Tuesday, I believe, so they should already be a copy.
And it has been filed with the commission.
Questions, Mr. Hall? Mr. Hall, you and the Elk River folks, we've got county representatives here and we've got public staff representatives here. Elk River, in this case, the request is a little bit different for Elk River than it is for other people. You might talk to these people after the hearing to give them a little more insight into what they're requesting with respect to your subdivision. Okay?
All right, I'm glad to do that.
Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Mr. Tim.
Well, I get nervous when I come into a courtroom.
That's a general idea. It's always that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Okay.
Right.
Could you please state and spell your last name for the record?
Tim Presnell, P-R-E-S-N-E-L-L.
And what is your address, Mr. Presnell?
I actually represent Hounders Club. I'm the Director of Property Services there. I've been asked to come and speak on behalf of the club. We are private owned. The resident, or the address there is 328 Shoals Mills Road.
And what subdivision is that?
Hounders Club in Fosco. We have approximately 453 residents with an additional 25 or so company water taps. We have around 80 to 90 on sewer. We are the oldest, or one of the oldest developments in the area that I'm aware of. Therefore, our infrastructure is very old and decrepit also. Most of our residents are retired. Not all, but most of them are on fixed incomes. We have a great relationship with Carolina Water. Neil, Tony, Ken always call, and they do. They come. We have no problem with the service. Our water tests good every year. We do have a lot of breaks with bore restrictions, but due to the fact that our infrastructure is so old, the main concern is the amount of the increase. You know, we've had several increases over the past 10 or 12 years, but usually 2 to 3%. This last one, I believe, is around 15%. And that was the concern of most of our residents, is just why it's so high this time, and looking for more information on exactly what we're going to get for the increase if it's allowed.
Thank you, Mr. Presnell. Any questions for Mr. Presnell? All right, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Tonight. Anybody else?
No.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out tonight. Some of you have mentioned the fact that you don't have access to a lot of financial information. This case is sort of early in the process. The public staff is charged under statute to audit the company's books and records. They will do that, and they will come back with a report as to the extent to which they determine that the company has justified the request, that it is solved or some other request, or no increase at all, depending on what they come up with. So the commission will not do anything without a record of the financial information, profits and losses and expenses and capital improvements and so forth that Carolina Water Service undertakes. You can follow that on the commission's web page, if you would like. There will be a lot of filings in this case as we move along. We will have a hearing in October where there will be expert witnesses. Those witnesses will be subject to cross-examination, and the commission will not issue its order until it is heard from all of those witnesses. We have another public hearing in Asheville tomorrow night. And so stay tuned. We're not anywhere near the point where we're going to make a decision in this case, and just because there's been a request, does not mean that that is what the ultimate result will be in the commission's report. So again, thank you for coming out tonight. And again, we have company representatives here, public staff representatives here, to the extent that you have. We usually don't answer questions. We hear from you what your positions are, but to the extent that you have questions and want explanations and elaboration on something that the company and the public staff can provide to you, they are here for that purpose. So if there's nothing further, we shall be adjourned.